You're listening to Dream to the Ivy League.
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 I'm Evelyn.
I'm Simi.
I'm Amy.
I'm Cassie.
I'm Bella.
I'm Gathering Gray.
I'm Tom.
I'm Abby.
I'm Florian. Yes, all right. Today we come to the Yale University. Yale University is one of the most famous Ivy League universities. We're now standing at the gate of Yale University. The university must be full of curiosity. Let's look around, tell us how to introduce the Yale University.
New Haven has the first public tree planting program in America, producing a canopy of mature trees, including some large elms that gave New Haven the nickname, the Elm City. New Haven is the home of Yale University. The university is an integral part of the city's economy, being New Haven's biggest taxpayer and employer. Secretly, I hit the lottery, 'cause you're brighter than all of the northern lights. The U.S. News & World Report ranked Yale third among U.S. national universities for 2015, as it has for each of the past 13 years. Yale University, one of the oldest universities in the United States, is a cultural reference as an institution that produces some of the most elite members of society, and its grand alumni and students have been prominently portrayed in fiction and U.S. popular culture.
Okay, now we can see these buildings, which are very spectacular. These buildings all have long history. Do you want to know more about the university's history? Well, let's listen carefully to Rain Sound Behind.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League and Balor. This is Resound Behind.
Hey, Alice, it's 11 o'clock. It's time to go to bed.
Mom, I read an article about the club named Skull and Bones. It's interesting. I have some questions about it. Where is it found?
Oh, Yale University, a famous university in the world.
Really? My teacher just introduced it to us last week.
Of course. What do you know about it?
Today, Yale University has matured into one of the world's great universities. In fact, Yale's roots can be traced back to the 1640s, when colonial clergymen led an effort to establish a college in New Haven to preserve the tradition of European liberal education in the New World. This freeing was fulfilled in 1701, when the charter was granted for a school wherein youth may be instructed in the arts and the sciences. In 1718, the school was renamed Yale College, in gratitude to the Welsh merchant Elihu Yale, who had donated the proceeds from the sale of 9 bales of goods together with 417 books and the portrait of King George I.
That's right. Besides, Yale University ranked the top two in the U.S. and survived the American Revolutionary War. By the end of its first 100 years, it had grown rapidly. The 19th and 20th centuries brought the establishment of graduate and professional schools that would make Yale a true university. The Yale School of Medicine was chartered in 1810, followed by the Divinity School in 1822, the Law School in 1824, the Schools of Art in 1869, and so on. Its school motto is 光明与真理。
International students have made their way to Yale since the 1830s. When the first Latin American student enrolled, the first Chinese citizen to earn a degree at a Western college or university came to Yale in 1850. Today, international students make up nearly 9% of the undergraduate study body and 16% of all students at the university. The university began admitting women students at the graduate level in 1869 and as undergraduates in 1969.
Yale College was transformed beginning in the early 1930s by the establishment of residential colleges. Taking individual English universities such as Oxford and Cambridge as a model, this system divides undergraduate population into 12 separate communities. Each college surrounds a country yard and occupies up to a full city block. Each college has a master and dean, as well as a number of resident faculty members, and each has its own dining hall, library, seminar rooms, and other facilities.
Yale's buildings, towers, lawns, country yards, walkways, gates, and arcs comprise what one architectural critic has called the most beautiful urban campus in America. As what my teacher said, Yale University is a multicultural university.
Exactly. Let's embrace this university and its clubs. Okay, go to bed. If you like, talk about skull and bone tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.
Wow, the school is full of youthful vitality. This is a very mysterious at Yale University. It also has a mysterious organization in the corner. What is the organization? Group members or half? Let us get into Shining Campus to unlock the mysterious organization.
Welcome to Shining Campus.
Shining Campus.
Shining Campus.
Shine in Campus.
Shine in Campus.
Shine in Campus. How was your day? Anyway, it's a new Wednesday and Simi are glad to stay here and share with all babies about the feelings. This week we come to a private research university, Yale University. This university is located in New Haven. New Haven is a city with New England charm and a cosmopolitan energy. New Haven's close partnership with Yale has proved beneficial to both institutions as well as to the residents and visitors. So first, let's walk into the Yale University Visitor Center.
The Mid Visitor Center is the front door of the university and welcomes its visitors from around the world. It's located at 149 Elm Street, New Haven, CTO 6511, across the street from the New Haven Green.
So as Simi knows, drop by information about you or to take a guided tour led by Yale College undergraduates. Groups of 10 or more visiting the campus are required to schedule a private tour. Private tours and foreign language tours are available for a fee by appointment. The visitor center is closed Thanksgiving Day and from December 24th through January 1st. It reopens on January 2nd. There will be no tour on Harvard Yale Game Day, Saturday, November 22nd, 2014. So if you want to have a visit, that might be a good choice. Well, second, we set up for having an understanding of Yale. Yale has a secret society called Star and Bond. It is the oldest senior class landed society at Yale. The society's alumni organization, the Russell Trust Association, owns the society's real estate and oversees the organization. The society is known informally as Bonds, and members are known as Bondsmen.
Skull and Bones was founded in 1832 after a dispute between Yale Debating Society's Leonia Brothers in Unity and the Calliopean Society over that season's Phi Beta Kappa Awards. It was co-founded by William Huntington Russell and Alphonso Tuft as the Order of the Skull and Bones.
Scouts and Bonds select new members among students every spring as part of Yale University's Tap Day, and has done so since 1879. Since the society's inclusion of women in the early 1990s, Scouts and Bonds select 15 men and women of the junior class to join the society. Scouts and Bonds taps those that it views as campus leaders and other notable figures for its membership. Well, the Skull and Bones Hall is otherwise known as the Tomb. Apart from it, Skull and Bones membership develops a reputation in association with the power elite. Regarding the qualification for membership, Lenny Davis wrote in the 1968 Yale Yearbook, "If the society has a good year, that is what the ideal group will consist of. A football captain, a chairman of the Yale Daily News, a constitutional radical, a swimming captain, a notorious drunk with the 94 average, a filmmaker, a politics columnist, a religious group leader, a chairman of the league, a foreigner, a ladies man with two motorcycles, a next service man, a Negro. If there are enough to go around, a guy nobody else in the group had heard of ever." Like other Yale senior societies, Skull and Bones membership was almost exclusively limited to white Protestant males for much of its history. While Yale itself had exclusion policies directed at particular ethnic and religious groups, the senior society were even more exclusion. Third, let's take a deep look at Yale University's sports. As the Yale swimming lacrosse team enters its last game of the season, Harvard is the last team standing between the Bulldogs and the possible spot in the 2015 Ivy League tournament. Yale and Harvard entered the regular season's final weekend with Harvard in the 4th and 5th playoff spots and the Alice one game back. Princeton, Penn, and Cornell already have guaranteed spots in the tournament by virtue of finishing in the top 3 Ivy League spots. A Yale win over the Crimson would bring the Bulldogs into a tie for both with Harvard and potentially Dartmouth. But by virtue of their head-to-head victories over both schools, Yale would clinch the final tournament berth. Despite the potential closeness of its match, however, the Bulldogs said they are ready to play for a chance at the Ivy playoffs.
"We are really excited for the chance to play this weekend and make the tournament," attacker Kiwi Comizio, 18, said. "We have been working really hard this week to improve any weak areas and prepare for the game."
Today is stopping here. Wish to see next Wednesday. You are listening to Dream to the Athlete. I'm Simi.
Shh, we are now at Teaching District. The school has many famous professionals. There are two girls, and they will represent respective professionals from different countries. Listen to them in the school and learn the professionals. The following is Major Major.
You are listening to Dream to the Adelaide.
I'm Cassie.
I'm Amy.
This is Major Major.
Cassie is a pretty girl who was just enrolled to Yale University School of Drama. She bumped into another girl, Amy, majored in architecture of Yale College in cafeteria.
May I have a seat here?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm fresh Yale. You too?
No, sophomore of architecture. And you?
I major in drama. You know something about art. Architecture? Sounds complicated to study. How are you feeling about this?
Right. Actually, it is a little difficult at the beginning, but passion is the best teacher, isn't it? When I see the magnificent and splendid construction, I make up my mind in studying architecture.
That's right. So, what about this department of Yale?
Don't you know, it is one of the most renowned schools of Yale College, which is a great of reputation. Yale College students must apply to enter the major during the spring term of their sophomore year. The purpose of the undergraduate major is to include the study of architecture within a comprehensive liberal arts education, drawing from the broader academic and professional environment of the Yale School of Architecture.
And I'm really curious about the curricular of your major. It is said that their boring is right.
Not exactly. The curriculum includes words in design, in history, theory, and criticism of architecture, and in urban studies, and leads to a Bachelor of Arts degree with a major in architecture. In my mind, architecture is a combine of art and science, which needs us to understand knowledge of both fields. Furthermore, I think it will inspire us to be a more comprehensive person.
That sounds like it. But it's difficult to graduate studying architecture. What's the requirement?
Students majoring in architecture are required to take 15 course credits. Majors are expected to take 3 prerequisites in their sophomore year and to complete a core of 4 courses for 5 courses credits by the end of their junior year. They must also base their studies in one of 3 areas of concentration: design, history, theory, and criticism, or urban studies. The courses for all concentrations include 3 prerequisites. The core of 4 courses required for all concentrations includes the studio courses ARCH 250 and 251. To be taken during the junior year after the student is accepted into the major, and the History of Architecture Service ARCH 260 and 261 to be completed by the end of the junior year. The electives are categorized under 4 broad subject areas: History and Theory of Architecture, Urbanism and Landscape, Materials and Technology, and Structure and Computation.
Oh no, how hard you should work.
Come on, not just talk about mine. You have just come here not so long. How are you feeling? Say something currently.
Okay, first of all, I totally feel to the professionalism of our school of drama. High aspirations and profound dedication fuel our conservatory training and practice. We pursue excellence.
Do you have any chances to practice drama in school?
Certainly. Our school has many associations about art or drama for us to join, in which we will be trained more skillful and have a chance to get on stage to perform what we learned from class or practice.
This sounds wonderful. You may be more and more confident standing in the center of stage.
Yeah, you don't know. Every simple drama is not simple. It needs all of us to prepare for it for a long time. And the collaboration matters much. We champion the union voice of each artist and strive for a collective vision of our goals. Working balance, we prize the contributions and accomplishments of each person and of the team.
I can't agree more. One tree does not make a forest.
Last but not least, many famous people graduate from our School of Drama, like the Hollywood actress Meryl Streep. But not many students will choose to be stars in screen. Instead, they become essential staff behind the screen. Graduates of the School of Drama apply their training to careers in professional theater, opera, film, television, and other media, as well as in teaching scholarships, public policy, and other fields.
really hope to see you to be the bright star shining in drama field. Here rings the bell, so I gotta go. Bye bye.
Bye.
You are listening to Dream to the Avalanche.
I'm Casey.
I'm Amy.
This is Major Major.
Let's have a rest. Feel the breeze of Celebrate Campus. There are many celebrities coming out here. The school has experienced war. There were also many heroes during the war. In a story on desk for you about heroic deeds, let's meditation to listen.
Never tiring, never yielding,
every
never finishing.
Wasted
we renew that purpose today.
For which I have a dream to die.
You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by
even
love.
Even when you're struggling, even when you're discouraged, and you feel like other people have given up on you, don't ever give up on yourself.
Story on Death.
See you again.
No, guys.
Welcome to our Story on Death. I'm Clara.
I'm Tom. Nathan Hale was a soldier from the Continental Army during the American Revolution War. He volunteered for an intelligence gathering mission in the New York City, but was captured by the British and executed. He is probably best remembered for his purported last words before he hung. I only regret that I have but one life to give for my country. Hale has long been considered an American hero, and in 1985, he was officially designated to the State Hero of Connecticut. He's the one whose story we'll tell today.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
In September 1669, accompanied by his elder brother, the monk, Nathan Hale enters the freshman class at Yale. His personal traits easily won hearts of his classmates. While his quick understanding, his high scholarship, and his loyalty to the college standards made as popular among tutors and professors as among his classmates. It's pleasant to know that, from the time we first learn of him until we see him standing beside the fatal tree, he appears to have won all hearts worth winning.
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
College days behind them. Nathan, now 18 years old, and Angel, pressed on toward the future. Here, to some extent, we part with Uncle, catching an occasional glimpse of him in a few straggling letters to his brother. It's probable that, as intended to enter the ministry, he soon began his theological studies. In 1775, he was licensed to preach. Nathan, however, turned toward teaching as the next step in his career.
With no trace of merely personal ambition, but with that splendid power of absorption in duty at and work, Nathan Hale followed in the steps of the devoted American patriot whose blood so freely shed at Lexington, was calling upon their countrymen to shed their as freely, should duty demand it.
In 1776, as Washington had supposed probable, the English decided upon the occupation of New York. In July and August, the largest army ever collected in one body upon the American continent prior to 1864. An English army numbered early 32,000 men, with a formidable fleet and large munitions of war, gathered at State Island, Washington. In the meantime, was occupying a portion of Brooklyn and a portion of the city of New York, could find its place and began to defend it to the extent of his ability with his small army, never so well fed nor so thoroughly disciplined as that of the British.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Human wisdom would have assumed that the British army would soon succeed in restoring English control. But the deathly fast misgrew. And a power interposes that helps the weaker and hinders the stronger army.
After Hale's vices were ended, one brief record remained of money due to the company of Rangers commanded late by Captain Hale. After the September 1st, about which time the company of Rangers was organized, it was constant on duty wherever its vices were required. And when he is imagining Nathan Hale in his enlarged duties.
Here comes the end of Story on Desk.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League.
I'm Clara.
I'm Tom.
We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Okay, today we have finished visiting the Yale University. At this time, I finally know why Yale University cultivated so many famous graduates. We have to say goodbye to Yale, but how to say, it's a good choice to go to this university. Goodbye.
You're listening to Dream to the Ivy League. We will go to the Imperial College next Wednesday.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。